colored person's got thicker lips, you know. You can tell. That's just about the only thing you can tell about.
Yes, ma'am.
In the hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever seen, have you ever been in town when people from the country would come to town, maybe on Saturdays or something like that, and the city folks would kind of make fun of them?
Yeah.
Because of the way they looked or something
uh-huh.
like that?
Because they wasn't dressed right
mm-hmm.
or something. Yeah, I've seen it happen lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
People make fun of other people. I don't believe in that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard him call him anything? Like he's just an old
country boy or country girl or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe different things.
Have you ever heard people say something like he's just an old country Hoosier?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
How would they say that?
He's nothing but an old country Hoosier.
Not very nice, is it?
No. Because ain't nobody can help how to look.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't right.
Have you ever heard the word redneck used?
Oh, good gracious, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, these are. I really don't know it, but one thing it's a. People from Louisiana, they tell me, they call them rednecks. Now, what it means, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You reckon a redneck is somebody from the country, or just from Louisiana?
I don't know, but they call them rednecks from over there.
You ever heard people call them Cajuns?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Back to being inside, they call them everything, I guess.
But mostly you've heard just, what do you hear mostly?
Mostly hear rednecks.
Rednecks.
My daughter married one of
them. He's from Louisiana?
Yeah. Morgan City, Louisiana.
Is that where they live now?
Uh-huh.
What does he do for a living?
He's a welder.
A welder. Well, before we got off on that, I was asking you about corn. What do you call that outside covering on an ear of corn?
Shuck.
Mm-hmm. Is that good for anything? Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good for cow feed, mule feed, or anything like that. Or I have stripped it up and made them mattresses out of them.
Really?
When they get dry, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, you have to strip it up, you know, and get that hard knot out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Get that out and make your mattress out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It lays good.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever made up something on the floor for children to sleep on overnight?
A pallet?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Could you make that out of corn shucks?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You could put them in your tent. You know, tick, like a mattress, make it down in the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you used to put them shucks down there, they'd scatter so they wouldn't have them under them very long.
Have you ever slept on one of them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even got out in the field and pulled grass and made mattresses out of them.
Hmm.
That makes good mattresses, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
But nowadays, you don't have to do that.
Yeah. You ever see these great big orange things going around here? People make jack-o'-lanterns out of at Halloween?